Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
This is Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
And I'm Patty Camerford of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
We're now in the season of giving, Patty, and I find it to be an exciting time for charitable greyhound organizations, really for most charities.
Giving money's part of the story, but not the full story. In fact, I have a list from Al.
From Al? He's not even on this episode, and he makes his way in with yet another one of his lists. Okay, we've come to expect Al's list on the show, and now, Patty, you're getting into the game. You're about to hear the audience, not you, Patty. 13 ways to give back to your Greyhound adoption organization of choice. Some include donations of money, some don't.
There are ways to give back that don't involve money, so maybe we'll start with those. Pledge your time to volunteer at an event.
Many Greyhound adoption organizations hold events throughout the year. I'll give you some examples by sharing some of the events Greyhound Friends of New Jersey holds. Biannual picnics, a craft and pet expo, tricky tray, and of course the car cruise. Volunteers can do any number of roles at these events, such as selling raffle tickets, setting up tables, manning a booth, and more. A personal note, I have a bad back, so I can't lift things. Some roles at events revolve around lifting. Because of licensing I hold for my job, I also can't touch another organization's money. So that leaves me out of taking on several roles. But there are still things I can do, like man an adoption area and talk to potential adopters or hosting a Greyhound game at our picnics. My point is, there are volunteer roles open to just about anyone, regardless of disability or other restraints. Adoption organizations can never have too many hands.
Or too many volunteers.
That's true, Patty. Very true.
So the second way you can help is to help at a hall or a hall day for your Greyhound organization.
Can you explain what hall days are?
Sure. Many Greyhound adoption organizations get new Greyhounds on a periodic basis. They are often transported to the organizations in what's called a hauler. Basically, it's like a super long horse trailer with compartments, only it's not as tall as a horse trailer. Someone has to be there when the dogs come in to welcome them.
Hall day's really exciting at Greyhound Friends in New Jersey. Many of our Greyhounds come to us from Florida. When the hauler arrives at our kennel, volunteers are needed to safely take the dogs off the trailer. They are then fed and watered, exercised, bathed, photographed, cat tested, given dewormer and flea and tick preventative. That's for the Greyhounds, not the volunteers.
It's a really busy day.
You can say that again, especially considering we get about 10 new Greyhounds every 2 to 3 weeks.
How can someone volunteer to help at a Greyhound haul day?
It's a great question. So contact your local Greyhound adoption group and ask them if they need help welcoming new dogs when they arrive. In Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's case, you can email our president, Linda Lyman, to see how you can help. There's a link to her email in the show notes of this episode. In fact, we've also included a video of haul day so you can see for yourself what it's all about.
Neat. So besides haul days, there's also meet and greets. Most of us started doing meet and greets back in the day. Meet and greets are sometimes called show and tells.
This is a great way to get Greyhounds out in front of potential adopters. Basically, these can be one-time events or held regularly. For example, ask a town fair if you can have some space to show off your Greyhound and pass out literature for your Greyhound adoption organization.
So, Jacqueline, I know you and Al hold a bi-monthly meet and greet at a local pet store. And you get busy and you talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, the amazing thing is how many people get so excited about seeing Greyhounds. And Patty, I know you go through this as well when you're out and about with your dogs. Often, people have never seen a real form of racing Greyhound before.
That's true. Meet and greets are a great way to plant a seed in somebody's head. I did an article years ago about how you can make every day a meet and greet.
Right, and that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, you're out walking your Greyhound. Inevitably, somebody, at least one person, stops you, asks you a million questions. Right. And what we do really at our meet and greets, I think most of the time, is we're dispelling myths. Mm-hmm. Because people say, oh, I'd love to have a Greyhound, but they need so much exercise. Or right. I don't have a fenced yard. Or, I don't know, any number of reasons, and or I live in an apartment. That's another one. And when people say those things, that's our opportunity to dispel those myths, like I said. And it happens even when we're just walking. So,
well,
yeah.
Sometimes when you just have a Greyhound shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know, you can start a conversation. I did that at the post office with a lady the other day.
Are you kidding?
No, no. She talked about she had adopted a dog from a, not adopted, she bought a dog from a Greyhound, from a store.
Okay.
And was not happy. And I said, Greyhound, that's $300 you'll ever pay.
That's so, a yeah. great point. And I'm sure she paid more than $300.
Yes,
So, Patty, do you have any tips for meet and greets?
Well, I think we have a sub list.
Well, don't tell me Al gave you a sub list, too.
He did.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, basically, what you should do is clear the meet and greet with your adoption organization and ask permission from the location where you want to have it. In some cases, the stores require insurance, which your group should have and should be able to provide the paperwork to the store.
And that's insurance what for what? In case the dog destroys something?
Destroys something or accidentally causes an injury to somebody.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you should bring dogs to the meet and greet who are social and enjoy being out, not like the shyest dog. Although there is a place to bring shy dogs out, but not necessarily at a meet and greet where people are expecting to pet them and interact with them.
So when would you bring a shy dog out?
Well, you would bring them out to a meet and greet, but not have them be one of the ambassador dogs that
sure.
you're trying to, you know, use to show people how great Greyhounds are.
Right. So,
you know, let that dog hang in the back, let them have some interaction with people, but not the main interaction.
Right, right. And this way, I guess it's helping that shy dog become more socialized.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
And you should have a table with literature about your adoption organization, including the website and contact info. You should have a sign or a handwritten poster. That's lovely as well. You should, if the store agrees or the location agrees, have a donation jar with the name donation on it and some other signage that, you know, means you're looking for some help. And you should watch out for other dogs and kids. You don't know these people that are walking up. Many children very nicely will say, can I pet your dog? And that's a great thing to encourage. And it's also, I always smile at the parents and say, what a nice thing you're teaching your children.
It's a great point. I can't tell you how many times kids will come running up to the dogs and right. throw their arms around them at meet and greets where we have to step in and say, no, honey, you know,
right.
and we show them how to do it properly. And sometimes the parents get a little bit ticked off and, oh, no, my kid knows dogs.
Right.
But most of the time the parents are grateful. And the same with little dogs. I can't tell you how many of those little dogs have come running. Well, you mentioned little dogs to some Greyhounds, and they get upset. And by the way, I should say we are recording at Patty's, which means we are surrounded by a lot of beautiful Greyhounds. And one Galgo, Patty?
One Galgo.
And one Galgo. Once again, they're in and out of the room, so I can't tell exactly how many there are here, because they're all... a lot of fawns, a lot of blacks and other colors, so I get confused. So once in a while you'll hear one, and that was somebody. Who was that, Patty?
Cole.
That was Cole giving his 2 cents about little dogs. So my point with them is sometimes people let their little dogs come running
right.
up to the Greyhounds, and you don't know what that big dog's going to do. And,
exactly.
You know, so you just have to be aware of those. You're absolutely right.
So besides the things we've already discussed, there's another free way to involve your Greyhound in donations, and that is blood donations.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, most Greyhounds are universal blood donors, so their blood is very valuable and in an emergency situation can help another dog in need.
Oh, wow.
To donate, your dog must be healthy and your dog's blood bank might have an age restriction. It's usually 8 years and under. And in fact, my three guys are donating on Wednesday.
Oh, very nice. So who's donating?
Eagles, Rooney, and JT.
Very nice. Very
yes.
nice. Well, it's especially of JT.
I keep waiting for them to say JT's too old, but they keep wanting him to come back, so we're good.
Well, because he's good out in public.
He is good in public, and he's been donating, it has to be 6 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What a good boy.
Yeah.
What a good boy. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey partners with North Star Vets through their dog blood bank. When a Greyhound Friends of New Jersey Greyhound donates blood through their program, North Star makes a donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Here are the requirements. Your vets may be similar, but do check with them.
So, another sublist?
Another sublist, because you're not the only one that got a sublist from Al.
Al's been busy.
He has been busy. Well, you know, he does a lot of research. So here's North Star requirements. The dog should be a friendly, calm dog with a good disposition and easy to restrain. The dog must weigh more than 50 pounds, must be current on all vaccinations, so vaccination certificates will be required, must be free from infectious disease, cannot be receiving any medications for chronic conditions, must be current on heartworm, flea, and tick preventative. As I mentioned, be between the ages, or actually, Patty, you mentioned this, be mm-hmm. between the ages of 1 and 8 years, and must not have received a blood transfusion.
So can cats donate too?
Sure they can. Contact your vet for information about how the process works where you live. If you live in New Jersey or the surrounding area, do check out North Star for Greyhound blood donation. A link to their website's page about their blood bank is in the show notes of this episode.
Great. So on to number 5, which is also a free way to donate. Many people have artistic skills, including Greyhound adopters. We have some great artists that our Greyhound Friends adopters. If you're a crafter or an artist, considering offering an online sale where you can donate your wares. For example, we have people who make jewelry, knitted items, home decor, and more. Some of them hold flash sales online, usually on Facebook, where they sell their items for a specific period of time. Sometimes they donate all the proceeds, sometimes they donate part of the proceeds. It's a really good way to donate, and it won't cost anything if you keep the amount you use to buy the materials needed to make your craft. Now we go on to number 6. Donate your birthday on Facebook at no cost to you.
Say what?
What? You heard that right.
Donate my birthday.
Which you just did.
Well, that's true. I did. I'm being hypocritical.
Facebook has a fundraiser feature. And as your birthday nears, if you have Facebook, you go to facebook.com/fundraisers. And there's a link in the show notes. And so you click and say you want to raise money. And it'll ask you what charity and answer a few questions. You publish your birthday fundraiser. It'll be seen by your Facebook friends. When your friends click on it, they can donate right online because they're your friends.
Right. And they want to help you out.
And they want to give you something for your birthday. When your birthday fundraiser ends, you can pick how long you want it to run. The donations will be sent directly to the charity you choose, minus a 5% service fee. So if you raise $100, $95 will go to your charity.
This one is really fun, and it's a way to get your family and friends involved. And like you said, Patty, it doesn't cost the birthday boy or girl any money, which we like to see.
We love that. So number 7, another free way to give. If your Greyhound adoption organization has a kennel for the dogs waiting for homes, you can ask if you can donate some time to help out. Kennels need people to help turn out the dogs or take them for walks, feed them, clean them and their space, do laundry, and more.
While Greyhound Friends of New Jersey rent space at a kennel, we don't necessarily use it to house our greyhounds waiting for adoption. Instead, our available dogs are either in our award-winning prison foster program or foster homes. We have an About Greyhounds podcast episode dedicated to the prison foster program. To listen to it, there's a link in the show notes of this episode. Patty, I'm guessing what your next way to give back is.
If your guess is fostering, you're absolutely right.
Well, that was my guess, especially since you lead the foster program for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
And we have a little foster walking around today. Sorry, Dr. Pepper is one of my fosters.
And he's gorgeous.
He really is. So this is also something that someone can do without a cost being involved. Many greyhound adoption organizations depend on foster homes. They're often the lifeblood of adoption groups. We certainly depend on ours. And Jacqueline and Al, we're very glad that you guys foster for us. At Greyhound Friends, many foster homes pay for their foster dogs' food, but you don't have to. This is something that Greyhound Friends New Jersey will reimburse. And we also pay for any medical needs of the greyhound in foster care, like flea, tick, and heartworm prevention, or anything else that might come up.
Frequent listeners of this podcast know that Al and I foster greyhounds. We recently surpassed our 100th Yay! Foster and truly enjoy the experience. Although, sitting here with you, Patty, I just feel like our 100 achievement is diminished as you fostered thousands, I'm sure, of greyhounds. I think we're amid thousands of them right now.
There's only four here. And Cole.
Somebody seems to be disagreeing.
And Cole. So here's another free way to donate to your adoption group. Walk. There's a free app called Walk for a Dog. Basically, you pick a charity to support, turn it on, and start walking. It will calculate how long and how far you walk. It'll even map the route you took. The app then uses several factors to calculate how much of a donation it will make to your charity of choice. By the way, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is registered with this app. Every day, several people use it to raise money for us.
Patty, how on earth does that app make any money?
It's amazing, isn't it? The yeah. Walk for a Dog app, which we've linked in the show notes, displays ads. So the money comes from their advertising revenue.
I really like this app. We use it when we walk our greyhounds and foster greyhounds. I also use it today, as I always do when I go shopping, because we were doing a lot of shopping today. And Costco is usually where we're doing most of that shopping. And no joke, by the time we wind through that store, it's been a mile.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's something. You'd be amazed at how much walking you get in at the mall or those big box stores like Costco.
The next idea doesn't cost you any money directly, but you do need to spend money to use it. If you shop with Amazon.com, bookmark smile.amazon.com. Here's how it works. You shop at Amazon Smile and see most of the merchandise that's on regular Amazon all at the same price. You pick the charity you'd like to support. So in this case, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is on the list. When you buy something from Amazon Smile, 0.5% of the price will go to the charity. It may not seem like a lot, but it adds up. And what's nice is they keep a running total of how much you've donated.
It's really neat. And I've got to tell you, this just happened this past week in my office. A friend of mine came to me and was talking about something she just bought on Amazon. And she said, well, so far I've raised, about $2 for your organization, over the last year with her shopping. And she said, so I guess I'm not making that much of an impact. And I said, no, thank you. So she doesn't have any dogs.
Right.
I said, no. I said, thank you so much for doing it, because say 1,000 people spend enough to raise $2 each, it's $2,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it all adds up. Yeah.
Yeah, I use Amazon Smile all the time. And in fact, if I log into regular Amazon, it brings up a message saying, would you prefer to use Amazon Smile?
Yeah, which is nice.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
There are some other ways that you can help your greyhound adoption organization. For example, like Greyhound Friends New Jersey, you can donate your old cell phones or smart devices. You can do online searches with goodsearch.com or shop at iGive, where a percentage of your purchase goes to Greyhound Friends New Jersey. If your greyhound adoption organization isn't doing these things, ask them to look into it, whether or not it makes sense for them to pursue this avenue.
Patty, you just gave us 10 free ways to give back to greyhounds. I mean, who knew there were so many?
Who knew?
I know you have some ways that do cost money. Greyhound adoption organizations like Greyhound Friends of New Jersey need money to pay things like kennel fees for food, leashes, collars, medicines, you name it. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, like other greyhound adoption organizations, also pays medical expenses for our greyhounds. One thing about Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we never turn a new greyhound away, even those who are injured or who have short or long-term chronic illnesses. Our veterinary bills are the largest expense that we face.
Yep, certainly Greyhound adoption organizations have a need for money. So if you have the money to donate, here are ways to amplify your gifts. So number 11, see if your employer has a matching gift program. Each year, 6 to 10 billion with a B.
Whoa.
Yo. In employee matches go unclaimed. Many employers offer 100% match on your donations.
And some, like my employer, will even offer to donate based on your volunteer hours. So, for instance, my company donates $10 per hour up to 50 hours per year. So if you volunteer for 50 hours, they'll donate $500 to whatever charity you choose. Of course, my volunteer hours go into Greyhound France. I think I had 50 hours. Though there's only 24 hours in a day, I'm pretty sure I had 50 hours done in a day. So I got that $500 very early on for Greyhound France. And, you know, it's free money. And so many, you know, I work for a rather big company. And I'll mention it to some of my coworkers once in a while about how they do this match and how they pay for volunteer hours, because a lot of people are involved in different charities.
Sure.
And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, they're not even aware.
Right.
So, and the way I found it, I was just one day, actually had a break. So I was just going through employee benefits, seeing, you know, what else we had. And this came up and I couldn't believe it. I said, wow, it's really generous. So
of course
I take full advantage of it. So, if you're not sure if your employer offers such a program, ask.
So number 12 is you can donate your life insurance policy to your Greyhound adoption organization. Jacqueline, how does that work?
That's a great question. And before I answer it, I just have a special disclaimer. And now you're hearing our new disclaimer music. Patty Comerford and I, Jacqueline Howard, do not offer you personal financial guidance or advice. The intention of this episode is strictly informative. We're also not representing any firm or company. We are not attorneys or accountants. Before making any decisions about your finances, speak with an experienced attorney and maybe even an accountant before making any decisions about your personal circumstances.
Good.
I just love giving disclaimers on this show, but we do want to be clear. So, especially if we're giving any kind of financial information or medical information, in this case, it's financial. So now I can answer you. Working with your attorney, accountant, and financial professional, you can donate a life insurance policy to a charity. You would be the person that's insured. The Greyhound Adoption Organization is the owner and the beneficiary of the policy. Each year, you donate the money to the organization so they can pay for the policy. This is called the policy's premium. Since you're giving the money directly to the charity, it's tax deductible to you as a donation. When you die, the life insurance company that issued the policy will pay the life insurance proceeds, called the death benefit, to the charity. This may be a great way to amplify your gifts, as the death benefit may be substantially more than what was paid in total premiums. If this is an idea you want to pursue, meet with an attorney and accountant to see if it is appropriate for your circumstances.
Couldn't I simply be the owner and insured on a life insurance policy and name my Greyhound adoption organization as the beneficiary?
Sure, you could do that, but there'd be no tax deductions for the premiums.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Another thing you can do is leave a sum of money to your Greyhound adoption organization in your will.
So this one's kind of free, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't need it. It's not free exactly, though you keep your money until you die, but it's certainly a way to leave a legacy and a way to be remembered.
I've heard people say that wills are only for people with a lot of money.
Well, that's not totally true. If you don't already have a will, meet with an attorney and set one up, regardless if you'll be leaving your money to a charity or not. Free advice right there.
That's right. That's right. But not personal.
Not personal, no. Yes. And disclaimer. Oh, yeah.
Don't make me take out the disclaimer music. So, Patty, I totally agree with what you just said. Here's the deal. There are estate planning strategies you can implement to help to either leave a gift, including ways to amplify what you want to leave. Do get professional guidance so that you do what's best for you to help ensure your wishes do come to fruition. You know what, Patty? That was quite a list. Once again, you've dazzled us.
I have Al to thank. But thank you.
But it was in the execution, Patty. It was really great. I hope the ideas we shared help you and your Greyhound Adoption Organization continue your work in helping more Greyhounds find homes. Along the same lines, let's talk about the season of giving. As this episode drops, the season is going strong. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey kicked off our annual appeal for donations on November 28th, which was Giving Tuesday.
So here's what keeps us up at night. We mentioned it earlier, veterinary bills. They seem to get higher and higher every year. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey pays for the vetting of every greyhound we welcome to our organization. Each is spayed or neutered, gets a full dental, vaccines, and more. The adoption fee simply doesn't cover all of these expenses. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey prides itself on never saying no to a new greyhound in need of medical help, be it short-term or for a chronic condition. We are grateful to help those dogs with special needs.
Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is entering its 32nd year and wants to continue to be there for our adopters when they need us, whether to talk them through their greyhound's health or behavior, help them add a new family member, or to simply come together at our year-round events. 2017 is coming to a close, so we're asking you to open your hearts and wallets once again. Help us continue our work. Help more greyhounds become members of loving homes like yours. Help us heal the sick or injured who come to our door. Help us be there for the next canine athlete entering retirement.
Over the last decade, our anonymous donor has stepped up to match a portion of our annual appeal for the greyhounds. We are grateful to this donor and to you.
See the show notes for a link to help greyhounds. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for giving to help more greyhounds find homes. For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And this is Patty Crawford.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.